Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hey guys, so glad to be back with you. Hope you're all doing well. Today we're going to talk about how to identify a real deal healer. How do you know if your healing practitioner is legit? Since there's a whole lot of people out there selling a whole lot of stuff that will supposedly make you feel better, claiming to do a lot of things that can help you. So when it comes to choosing a healing practitioner, what should you know? What should you look for? Since I've been in the business of healing for so long, I don't take new clients at this point. The people that I'm lucky enough to see are like family to me now. So at this point in the season of my career, which is a really happy one, I'm really into helping other people nurture their healing gifts so that we can put more successful, legit healers out in the world to help everyone. And when I'm considering receiving work from a particular therapist, a therapist of any kind, there are specific qualities that I look for in a professional. So here's some things you need to know when you're choosing a practitioner. The first and foremost quality I look for is, are they walking their talk? Are they living what they supposedly do as a practitioner, whatever kind of healing modality or technique or therapy that might be? Are they practicing what they preach, and does it show? Because you can always tell by someone's life if they are truly living the lifestyle of a healer. And how do they feel? Are they healthy for the most part? And I don't mean perfect, because none of us are. What I mean by healthy is, are they taking care of themselves, doing the daily work that goes into keeping our bodies, our minds, our emotions, and energy field in tip-top shape? Watch out for people who profess to do healing work but stay sick all the time. So the first quality I look for is, are you living the lifestyle that you profess? The second quality I look for in a healer is authenticity. And while it's necessary for a healer to take good care of themselves in order to effectively be in this kind of work, I also really appreciate genuine transparency in a healer. That reflects the honesty of their own healing journey. Run as fast as you can away from practitioners that put on a show that they're perfect and that their lives are perfect. We're not here to be perfect. We're here to lift each other up by being real. And this gets a little tricky with people who are in the business of healing, because there is a fine line between a healing practitioner sharing too much information about their personal life, TMI, making it all about them, versus a therapist who sets themselves up to look perfect, putting on a show of a fake life that can seem just unattainable to the clients that they work with. But there is a happy medium where a healer can share his or her journey, be open about the challenges and the struggles they face. And that's really encouraging to their clients. And they can do this in a way that still keeps the focus on the client. Authenticity and transparency show that we all struggle. We all fall down and we get back up. And there's a lot of comfort and support in that. Because a healing practitioner doesn't have to be perfect in order to help a lot of people. All they need is a genuine desire to be their personal best and to heal their own lives. And that kind of realness goes a long way with clients. So that is number two, authenticity. And I would include living a life of integrity. True healers don't worry about what other people think of them because they already have the highest standards of integrity for themselves. And the last thing I would suggest you look for in a healing practitioner is clarity. That's number three. Are they professional, clear with their boundaries? Are they effective in communicating with you? Do they inform you about their policies, their fees, scheduling? Are they direct in a way that makes you feel informed and at ease? There are many gifted and intuitive healers that lack clarity on how to run their business. And just because someone is intuitive and wants to be a healer doesn't mean that they've taken the effort and put in the time it takes to get clear. And I don't know about you guys, but if I'm going for a session, I'm working for more clarity in my own life. So I want someone to be able to hold the space for me that has done the work to be clear themselves. So in review, three little things to look for when choosing a professional healer: general health, well-being, authenticity, and clarity. I have found that the right healers and the right teachers come into your life when you're ready for them and open to the experience. So ask yourself, what kind of healer do I want? Take some time to jot down the qualities that are most important to you in a massage therapist or any kind of healing practitioner. If you set an intention for the kind of person you want to attract into your life to help you, that person is more likely to come into your experience. So be ready. And above all else, trust your gut and your heart when it comes to how you feel about a certain healer. If you ask yourself if this is the right healer for you and you get a full-bodied yes, and what I mean by that is a felt sense in your body that feels good, like you've asked and you've checked in, and there's a peace and calm inside of you when you ask that question, then go with that feeling. That person may not have all the credentials, they may not have all the certifications and bells and whistles that other practitioners have, but they may be just the right person for you to work with. So now that we've discussed some key qualities to look for in someone who does healing work professionally for a living, let's talk about a broader category of healers that just might include you. Have you ever thought of yourself as a healer? True healers are not just a chosen few. They're everywhere around us. They're touching the lives of others on a daily basis. They're making their own lives better and helping our planet. Some of us are out professionally, making our mark in the world through providing various healing modalities and services. But there are so many other healers that are just quietly healing themselves, helping their families to live more naturally, more sustainably, more joyfully.